Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Connor Daly and Depends, plus the Willie G Band and parenting other kids. It's coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Right down in her pajamas close to the inseam. Went back up near the hood where she flicks at pain. Spurred a big boner made of girth and wood. Where I, Donnie Baker, learn vagina be good. I never used to put it where you kiss and tell, but I can bust a jar just from watching it swell. Oh no! Go, China, go, go! Go, China, go, go! Go, China, go, go! Go!
Swear to God, man.
Vagina be good. I went muff diving in her taco shell. Nearly broke his jaw cause I ate it so well. Put it in some paint and I got from Lowe's. Did her so good the bitch took two coats. People walking past would stop and say, Donnie Baker loves the JJJ. Go! Go, China, go! Go! Come on, chick! Go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go. I swear to God, vagina be good, and it eats like a meal.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker has kicked Pat Godwin out.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Pat is now...
I'm sorry, Pat.
Can you hear me back here?
Hi, Pat.
You're fine.
He's in his music room.
In my room.
There's Jeff Oskey.
Formerly the Nuremberg room.
Oh, God.
Willie G's across the way.
Stop saying that one for a reason.
There's Ace Cosby. I'm... Hey. Josh Arnold, two reasons. One is it's factually incorrect.
That's right. I think we established that. Good to see everybody.
Yeah, it was actually what the...
I forget. It doesn't. Yeah, it was
something
awful.
Awful.
It was awful. Yeah. Yeah, it was very bad. How's it going in there, Pat?
Pretty good.
What's your temperature in there?
About 61.
Oh,
Fahrenheit?
That's where all the air conditioning went.
I was going to say, I may switch with you.
Right. You look great in there. The lighting looks great. Everything looks really great in there.
Yeah, the lighting is really nice.
Well, let's, wow.
I like what it does to your penis.
You can't see my penis, can you?
Well, I have a different camera. Sometimes I come in and install my own.
You turned on the crotch cam?
Well, let's see. How can I relate this next story? This involves fluids in that area. Oh. How about that?
What?
Yeah, we had a story last week involving a race car driver, Connor Daly, friend of the show.
Oh.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
What, Connor's what, about 35 years old?
Yeah. Yeah, fun-loving dude.
And a terrific driver, and finished top 10.
12?
Was it? In any event, there was an issue. There was a slight delay in the running of the 109th Indianapolis 500, and they were in their cars waiting, and they're not allowed to get out of their cars at that point, and they were waiting to start the race, and Connor spoke about it, and I believe we have the audio right here.
I legitimately urinated in my race car before the race even started.
Before the race even started.
People asked me, like, when did you do it? I was like, we didn't even start. We sat in there for 30 minutes.
Was it because you had to go, or was it excitement?
No, I had to go really bad. It was, oh, I don't know if it's the diabetes or I'm just getting older, but Elio should know. He's like halfway to 100. I don't know if that happens to him.
Referencing Elio Castroneves.
Just turning 50. Yeah, he did finish 10th in the Indy 500.
Okay, now, Willie, do you have the update over
Yeah, there? IndyCar driver Connor Daly has reportedly signed a deal with an adult diaper company, Depends.
Man, we laughed at you, Tom, for even suggesting this would happen.
And then Ace corrected us. I didn't realize the Depends people changed the name to what, Ace?
Depend.
Depend.
No, Depend.
I think it's always been Depend. We've just bastardized it.
Really?
I think so.
I thought it was a typo. My bad. It says Depend on the sheet. I just
No, you're good, man.
I thought it was Depends.
I'm pretty sure it was Depends.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then Depends is also better for jokes.
Sure.
You know,
it sounds better.
Well, yeah. You
know, he wears Depend doesn't sound as good.
Yeah, but I forget the exact nature of the joke, but it ended with, are you going to do so-and-so? Depends.
Right.
Okay.
But it says the name was previously Depends, but it's now they have officially changed it to Depend.
What Tom wrote says that, or what you've actually found?
No, I just found it on the...
Okay.
I planted it. I went to my AI consultant.
Well, actually, I just heard that they're going to change it to HBO Depend.
They just can't pick a name.
Max Pad. Now, when that came out, when they changed HBO to Max, I said, what are they doing? Why on earth would you take a great brand like that and then now they've changed back? So we'll see. I don't know how many races Connor's going to have them as their sponsor, but it's a great idea.
Yeah, sure. It's
To get something a little more kind of down to earth and practical.
Mm-hmm. So
a lot of the stuff is peer-to-peer advertising. I don't even know what it stands for. Do you know what the NTT, what that stands for?
The NTT IndyCar Series?
Yeah, what's NTT stand for? I hate to nitpick. Thank you. See what I mean? And if it was the Depends Indy 500, you'd know what the hell was talking about. All right? Anyone want to agree with me before?
Yeah.
But
you're twisting.
Well, you're not. You are twisting, and you twisted yourself up.
Yeah. It's really hard to talk to you sometimes.
You can't not communicate well and then go, how come you guys aren't
three people agree with
why
you?
Why are you responding to this nonsense?
No.
NTT is the Nippon Telegraph and Telephone Corporation.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, sure.
Nippon?
Yeah.
Nippon.
I know. I'm
okay. Japanese.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Using that all the time.
Yeah.
But that's what they, what is that? It's peer-to-peer advertising. They're not advertising to us. They're advertising to other companies or something. Do you think that the OnlyFans community, there would be a place to market diapers worn in a race car?
In a race car?
What?
No.
I mean, it depends. If it were, say, Danica Patrick.
Yes. Yeah.
Those would go for some serious.
No, sure. Somebody out there might be really attracted to Connor and want his...
Ugh.
Soiled adult diaper.
What is it about your brain that makes you think things like
I'm
that?
I'm like, Josh, I don't like to see people leave money on the table.
All right.
Okay. Anything else going on in the world of sports of interest?
Yeah, let's get some football talk going. Scott Hansen has officially confirmed that he will return as the host of NFL Red Zone for the 2025 season. The beloved personality shared the news in a social media post that read, 100 days from now equals NFL Red Zone.
They call him Mbop.
And for those wondering, yes, I will be there. We have a lot of touchdowns to watch together.
Willie Hansen must have been right in your wheelhouse.
I mean, that is...
Like, you were the same age, weren't you?
I was like 8 when that song came out.
So you were like... were you talking to your brothers going, we can be the next Hanson?
We never had that conversation. We all played music, and Dad had a no brother boy bands rule when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah, he said it was a little hokey.
Yeah, I did not want that.
What?
First of all, there's already a band called the Griswolds.
Well, oh, no kidding.
Leaving money on the table.
Toledo.
Mm. Well, you know.
All right.
We all had our own projects. I would say Mezzo Static, my band, was the most successful. I don't want to brag. My eighth grade band did beat my older brother's band at the high school battle of the bands. Wow. So, no big deal. He hated me.
That's so awesome.
I wasn't even supposed to be there. I was in middle school, dude. But we had two guys that were freshmen. It was, my band was shocking.
Your band was very good.
Thanks.
Did you guys ever put anything out?
Yeah, we have two singles we recorded. We got second place at the JCC Battle of the Bands 2 years in a row.
Seriously, send them.
I'll send it to you.
I love stuff like that.
Well, and he recorded it with Alan, so it's way too good. It's shockingly good.
I probably have some of that we can dig up.
I hadn't gone through puberty yet, and the song that I was singing it was a little bit low, so it's me trying to sing lower than I can.
Awesome.
And then I get to the chorus, and I just sound like a beautiful little girl, just singing my little heart out. Yeah, this is it. This is Carousel.
Oh, dude, I'm already
sounds
not in,
good.
But...
Hey. I was talking up the DJ. This is one of my sons. He's doing the singing, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Static.
The lyrics, I think, come in after this.
I can't believe you let him have this long of an intro.
Alan produced it, not me.
Oh, this is, you grabbed it for Rejoin Music.
Oh, this is the
one day.
No,
this is acapella. If you want, I can just sing it.
Go ahead. Yeah,
no, that was a joke, you guys.
No joke,
I'm not
going to
karaoke this. It was a unbelievable. Now we're going into the chorus. So see, now I messed up. Here we go. Just keep. When I see you. Here's a breakdown. And this is when we kind of kick it into overdrive.
Yeah, I like this.
Here's the bridge.
Looking at you, I don't know what to do. Like swinging on a carousel ride. That's why it's called Carousel.
But nobody swings on a carousel. They just
sing. Yeah, that's right.
I should have taken over the production.
You don't want to look into our lyrics too much. These were all love songs. We never touched a girl. I'm pretty sure in this one I say, I want to give you a hug. Because I was nervous about saying, I want to give you a kiss. I said, I want to give you a hug, admit my love to
I'm
you.
I'm not totally sure, but I think I'm supposed to lick your belly button. When do we pee on each other to have a baby?
Also, in seventh grade, I was chubby, I had long hair. I was not beating the gay allegations that were being thrown at me every day. Aww. Our band was called Mezzo Static, and everyone called us Metro, word that we don't say anymore. It was brutal, man.
Metro.
You mean jealous people were saying those things?
I will say that. They were jealous, but when you watch movies when you're a kid, you're like, oh, we got to be in a band to get girls. That's not cool till like junior year of high school. When you're in seventh grade, you're just hanging out with all dudes all the time playing guitar. Your friends make fun of you so much. Leaving football practice to go to band practice? Oh, my gosh.
Although I do want to hear your song, When Do We Pee in Each Other to Make a Baby,
John. The uninformed child's love song.
Yeah, I remember I came out of elementary school sex ed with Miss Custer, who, by the way, was 90 at Mercer School, and that's how I thought it worked.
You thought you peed in there?
Yeah, I mean,
look. Yeah.
They show you, you know, the pee maker and then the other thing. You know. The only comes out of theirs, you know. Yeah. I told you that story. They used to have those stacked maps. It would be how do I describe this? Like five curtain rods.
Yeah.
And there was a map on each one. Did you ever have those?
Yes.
They'd pull the map down and you'd go back two, you could pull that one down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they had. And Miss Custer, who was this very old lady, I'm, you know, from the Hyman Intact School of Sex Education.
She an old maid.
Yeah, when she pulled down the one that had the erect male member, that was too much for me and my buddy Bobby.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I'm not kidding when I say Bobby is now a very distinguished college professor, so I will not use his last name because he's within shouting range. We were both asked to leave. Because we couldn't take it serious.
Of course.
Because, you know, Miss Custer's up there with a pointer and we're thinking, okay. Well, hello, everybody. If you're just joining us, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Willie G is in here. We have Mr. Oskey over there. Did you get your beard all trimmed up? You look really handsome.
Yeah. My son graduated over the weekend, so I tried to clean myself up a little.
High school graduation?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Now, what is he into?
No clue. like Japanese stuff. I don't know.
I like
what do you call that stuff? Anime?
Manga, if it's printed, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, he has a lot of the manga.
Or hentai, if he's whacking to it.
Well, that I don't want to know
about. Isn't that the one where they pixelate all the mommy?
No, cards? That's just like the real life people. The hentai, I believe, is usually cartoon looking, and it gets crazy. The cleavage gets really big. They have tentacles sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out.
My cousin.
That's not for me either.
My cousin I was living with, he's into anime, and I'd be like hanging out, just like walking outside, and you have some show on, and the girls just have the biggest boobs you'd ever see. And I'd comment on it. He goes, this is actually, you know, one of the more, this is actually more modest than the other ones. And I'm going, what are you talking about?
There's a new trend, and we saw one, a girl last week who. Of actual real girls wanting to look like the anime character.
Those proportions.
Yeah, remember, she an OnlyFans star or something?
Wow. Because you looked her up, remember, and you were shocked.
I was like, oh, man, that's not for me.
Also with us in the studio, Miss Jessica Hooker is right over there.
Hi.
It looks like kind of a rugby shirt or something.
Just a hoodie.
You look sporty.
Just a hoodie,
yeah. You look like you're about to go out on the court.
Okay.
And shoot a few. There's Christy Lee. Pat Godwin's in isolation in the isolation booth back there.
That light,
I have a sneeze attack.
With that light reflecting on your head, you look like a lizard with a heat lamp. Like it has to keep you warm.
That's not a compliment. Let's go back to Jess.
Any more sports or we got
off? Oh, real quick, Tom, since you had your issue at graduation with the guy standing up.
Yeah. Do I need to set this up where the people...
Yeah, go ahead.
When they, all these graduations now, they always say when it's time to pass out the diplomas, please hold your applause till the end. Well, they don't. And it drives me crazy. Let them applaud.
Right.
If you're happy that your daughter graduated, go for it. There was a near fist fight at Sally's graduation.
Well, you'll be happy to know they did not do that at this one. You could yell as loud as you wanted, and a lot of families did, which good for them. It sounded like it was some of their first times that their kids anyone in their family.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting.
But before it started, there was a teen behind me who was being a bit loud, and his dad goes, hey, you need to keep it down. You're going to ruin people's experience. And he goes, I don't give a damn about other people's experience. And I turned around to him and I go, well, I do, so zip it. And I turned back around. That kid didn't say another word the entire time. And Maggie's just pinching my leg. Like, oh, I can't believe you talked to that kid.
That's awesome. Yep,
that rules.
Wow, I should have had you come to my graduation.
Oh, it felt so empowering.
Now... is there something among dads that do you think that dad was a little upset that you out-dadded him in that situation? Or do you think he was like, thank you?
Well, the dad was like 2.5 rows back. And so I think he appreciated that. Yeah. Like,
okay.
Because I made, I looked him right in his papers.
So he saw it as support, not some alpha move.
I believe so.
Now,
yes.
Are they doing the new thing now in which the person passing out the diplomas, be it the head person at the school, whatever it might be. They do the thing where they pass the diploma, then they freeze, and there's someone,
they get the picture.
There's someone off stage.
Yeah.
So there's sort of this weird momentum thing.
Yes.
Hey, everybody's cheering, and then freeze frame.
Well, they announced, and then the two people down hand the diploma and do the picture.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of keeps it moving. But the guy was great. He waited till everyone stopped yelling for the kid before he announced the next kid.
Yeah, that's good.
And it was great. Everyone had fun.
They should do it like they do the Oscars, where they do the photograph. They have a backstage thing. And just have a mannequin of the guy passing out the thing. Okay, walk up there. Just pretend it's Mr. McKinley, for God's sake. We gotta keep it moving. Thank you. That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
Congratulations to your son.
Yeah. He did something a million other kids did.
It's okay.
Yeah, way to go, dude.
It's all right.
Way to do what you really should have.
Exactly. Minimum.
Very good.
But do you think we should go back to the time where, like, it was acceptable for parents to parent other people's kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I do it. I don't care.
You get like, I mean, but like physically, do you remember getting smacked by somebody else that wasn't your parent?
Yeah,
I do too.
You guys were bad kids.
There is a terrific scene in the television series Mad Men.
Yeah.
Early on.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my era.
At the cocktail party?
Yeah. Yep. Where another dad gives it to, that's exactly how I grew up.
And the parents were fine with it, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if I ran home, I was like, Mr. Adams smacked me. My dad would smack me for making Mr. Adams smack me.
I remember, that guy yelled at me. Well, what'd you do?
Exactly.
Yeah. Never took the kid's side ever.
But the problem now is that imprinted, and now I can only get off if a stranger smacks me. I have to pay strangers to smack me across the face.
But once you pay them, they're not even strangers, really, so it kind of loses the effect.
It's hard.
But you got to remember, when you were little, I mean, I still remember that you think all adults are smart and good and right.
Yeah.
Then it takes a while before you suddenly realize, wait a second. Mr. Seekman is a dick that became a teacher to enact.
Did they paddle at your school?
We had the paddle.
Yeah, we did.
On the wall, and that was enough.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There was paddling at my school in elementary school still. So if you got paddled at school, you could bet you're going to get paddled when you get home, too. Yeah.
We just had serious humiliation with the threat of having to go to a state school.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine having that over your head?
Oh, my gosh.
God forbid you had to go public.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Always good catching up with you, Pop. Always good.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.